Welcome to the Homeopathy for Mommies radio show. Your host, Sue Meyer, is a Catholic wife and homeschool mom of 11. She shares her knowledge of the study of natural alternative medicine with you. While this show is not intended to diagnose or name any disease, through her experience, Sue will share helpful information to help you further your study into the amazing world of homeopathy. And now, here's your host, Sue Meyer.
This week on Homeopathy for Mommies, we're thrilled to have Kim Aaliyah as our special guest. Kim has been studying homeopathy since 1987 and graduated from the New England School of Homeopathy. He is the former director of nutrition at Heartwood Institute, California, and has certified many nutritionists across the state of California. Kim was the principal instructor and developer of the four-year classical homeopathy program at the Hahnemann Academy in Tokyo and Osaka, Japan. Kim serves as the CEO of Whole Health Now. He has been instrumental in the creation of Whole Health Now's website, a comprehensive free informational resource for students and professionals. He was inspired to create the historic homeopathic timeline and is responsible for a growing library of recorded interviews and presentations with today's world-renowned homeopaths on a variety of timely and relevant topics. Kim's intent is to bring the homeopathic community together and to contribute to the training of effective practitioners who will bring homeopathic medicine forward into the mainstream. Students from around the world have expressed appreciation and admiration for Kim's superb knowledge of history of homeopathy, his deep understanding of homeopathic prescribing, and his extensive knowledge of materia medica. He is known for his dynamic and distinctive teaching methods, which reflect his immense knowledge of the remedies and his genuine desire to educate everyone about this affordable and effective healing modality. Kim is the principal creative lead for the new Introducing Homeopathy film that is screening at the Live Joint American Homeopathic Conference in Reston, Virginia, and online on April 19th. In celebration of the release of this wonderful film, Sue is giving away some tickets to the online access to the film on social media. You can find the giveaway on Facebook and Instagram. Search Homeopathy for Mommies to find our profile and look for the giveaway post on our feeds to enter for a chance to win one of the virtual access tickets starting April 2nd through April 10th.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Homeopathy for Mommies. I'm Sue Meyer, and today I'm so excited. We have a very, very, very special guest, a man who is extremely influential in the world of homeopathy, Kim Aaliyah. And I, like I said, I found out last week that I got to interview him today, and I was super excited because I've read so many of his articles on Whole Health Now, and because it's a wonderful website, there's such great information, and I was just telling him about that. It's just, you know, it's so funny. I don't surf the net a lot, but when I Google search different topics, his wonderful articles would come up so often. And so he's helped me out a lot over the years with just simple understanding of different foods, nutritions, homeopathy, and he's really well-rounded. That's what I love about the way he writes. And so anyway, Kim is actually part of a group of persons, and he's the project's principal creative lead. They're doing a movie, and I'm so excited because I loved Magic Pills. And so now he has part of a group of people, like I said, and it's called Introducing Homeopathy Movie, the film. So I'm so, so excited to introduce to you, like I said, Kim Aaliyah. Kim, welcome.
Thank you, Sue. And thank you for that lovely introduction. You know, whenever somebody like starts to praise me like that, I oftentimes think of the fact that, you know, sometimes because I travel around a lot and do a lot of teaching, that sometimes somebody will call our office and my wife will answer the phone and they'll say, "Oh my God, you're Kim Aaliyah's wife." And my wife is always rolling her eyes like, "If you only knew, you know, you got to live with the guy."
Oh, that's so sweet. But no, you do such good work. And Joy and I were talking about your bio, and she's going to actually record it to go in the front of this podcast because it's so long that I don't want to get tired.
Sure.
Before we start chatting. Oh, that's funny. But tell us a little bit about the film. I'm so, so excited about this film. And I'm just going to let you prattle because it's such an exciting event. And you're going to be screening. You're going to be doing a screening with in cooperation with the JAHC. So that'll be in April. And Joy and I were, we were talking, and we're going to buy a bunch of tickets, and we're going to have some for our member corners for just the members to have chances to win. And then we're going to have some for the general public, because we really want to get this, get everyone excited about this film, because this is exciting. I get so excited to find out how many people are learning about homeopathy and then how many more are still learning. And so I'm thrilled. So go ahead and tell us about your wonderful movie.
Well, first of all, thank you, Sue. And thank you to Homeopaths for Mommies inviting me to speak. I really appreciate it. And I'm very excited to talk about this film. Basically, you know, I've been wanting to make a documentary for a very long period of time about homeopathy and about some other areas of interest of mine, but I don't have the skills to make a film. It's just not something in my skill set. And a few years ago, some colleagues and myself developed a homeopathic telemedicine service. And we decided that we wanted to make some short videos to promote that particular service. And so I went online and I filled out some forms. And while I was out doing some errands, this man called my home, and my wife picked up the phone and she talked to him. And when I got back from the errands, she said, "Oh, this lovely man called up. He's this wonderful fellow and very friendly and affable, and you should give him a call." So I said, "Fine," you know, and I gave him a call. And sure enough, he was this very friendly, lovely man. And it turns out that his father is a well-known acupuncturist.
Oh.
So he's very sympathetic to natural and energetic medicine. And so he made these three short little video clips for that particular project. And they were really well done, very professional. They really communicated what homeopathy was about. And everyone who saw them was very impressed. And I thought to myself, you know, wow, this guy really has the skills. He's been in the entertainment industry for 20 plus years. But on top of that, he's enthusiastic about natural and energetic medicine. And so I approached him and said, "Hey, why don't we make a documentary film about homeopathy?" And of course, he was very excited.
Wonderful.
And so we basically approached the homeopathic community, and everyone has jumped on board, you know, from the National Center of Homeopathy to all the various pharmacies to the different schools and other organizations in our community. Everyone has stepped forward and made donations and it's supported in other ways. And it's really been a collective effort. And so, yeah, I might be the one who came up with the idea, but really it's the entire community that is, you know, bringing this thing to fruition. And so it's so many people, lots of volunteers and people who just donated their time. So it's really been a wonderfully enjoyable creative process for me. And we're very excited about it. It will be premiered at the Joint American Homeopathic Conference on Friday, April 19th. And there's three ways that you can attend the conference. You can either go to the Joint American Homeopathic Conference, in which case you get to attend the Friday night event free of charge. And
awesome.
At that event, you'll get to meet a lot of the people who are in the film, because many of the speakers at the conference are also in the film. And of course, you'll get to meet myself and the director and scriptwriter and many other people who were involved in it. And so that's one way. Or if you don't want to attend the Joint American Homeopathic Conference, you can pay $65 and attend the live event free of charge. I mean, for the $65. Or if you can't get to Reston, Virginia for the Joint American Homeopathic Conference, you can, for $25, get a streaming that will start on that Friday night, where you'll see the introduction to the film and the Q&A and everything else. And then that will be available for a couple of days, after which the link will expire. So those are the three different ways that you can participate. And we're really encouraging people to have parties, to spend $25, get the link, and invite all of your friends and family over and, you know, participate as the event is actually happening. And then you can have like a little discussion group afterwards and discuss what you saw, because the objective of this film really is to make a grand argument for why homeopathy should be included in every healthcare system around the globe. That is our objective. That is our desire. And the reason that that's our objective is because I've been practicing homeopathy now since 1987, basically. So it's, how many years is that? It's like 37 years, you know. And I've seen miracles. You know, I've seen people's lives turn around completely, where they were miserable and really didn't want to even live any longer, to now embracing life fully. I've seen, personally witnessed those types of changes in people's lives, even in my own family. And so it's been such a gift to me personally that I feel I need to give something back. I really do
Right.
believe that the measure of morality is what we do for this generation and what we leave for the next generation, that we should leave a better world than the one that we inherited. And this is my
Oh.
opportunity to do something to leave a better world for this generation and for the next generations to come.
Oh,
Because,
that's wonderfully said. Wonderfully said. Oh my
yeah, I mean,
goodness.
homeopathy is such an amazing system of medicine based on a principle of the universe, the law of similars. And so many people on this globe don't know about it. And what a crime that is to deny people something that can change their lives in such a profound way. So that was the impetus for the film. You mentioned also that there have been some other films that were made about homeopathy. It's true. I think there's three or four other documentaries just in English about
Oh my.
homeopathy. There's a few in other languages as well. And many of those other films used a particular creative device called a foil, where they would have advocates of homeopathy juxtaposed with critics
Oh.
of homeopathy. Okay. And that's that's a common creative device that's used in making documentary films because it creates some type of tension. Here's a guy saying it's true, here's a guy saying it's not true. It creates some tension, it creates movement, energy. And that was the approach that these other people selected. And that's fine. It's a totally fine approach. I think the problem for me personally was what would happen in some of these other documentaries is somebody would come out and say something fantastic about homeopathy. It's amazing. It changed my life. And then immediately there would be a medical doctor who would come in and say, this can't be true. It's not plausible. And here's the reasons. And it would totally take away, suck the energy out from that previous clip that you just saw. So we're avoiding all of that. I figure Big Pharma doesn't need to have a voice in my film. They've got sufficient funds. And I only need to talk about the amazing benefits and applications of homeopathy. And there's so many stories that we don't even know about in homeopathy that are amazing. I mean, here's just one that we're going to be telling about in the film, which is many people don't know that Ludwig van Beethoven, the latter part of his life, got very sick. He had these intestinal health issues, and they probably would have killed him. Fortunately, his physician was a homeopath, and his
Oh.
homeopathic physician cured him of these intestinal health issues. And then he went on to write the late string quartets, which are considered to be the kind of pinnacle of Western classical music, including Opus 131, which is considered to be the epiphany of all of Western classical music. When Franz Schubert heard Opus 131, he said, there's nothing left to do in classical music any longer. So we can honestly say that were it not for homeopathy, that the greatest works in classical music would not have been created.
Oh
You know,
my.
so that's how much homeopathy has contributed to culture and civilization and humanity. And so we need to let people know about all that because there's so much to say about it.
Oh my goodness. It sounds like you're going to do a great job. I'm really excited about it. I really am. It's well, like I said, I get so excited about homeopathy, and everybody knows that because I talk all the time. But I like I said, I after talking about it all these years, I just still find it shocking that some people say, What are you talking about? Is that like herbs or something? And I'm like, yeah, can start that way. But it is, it's just when I found out about homeopathy, when a man handed me a little vial and he said, here, next time you start getting a fever, take this. I'm like, what is this? And I'm shocked that homeopathy was here for 300 years before I even, was handed a little vial. So it is. It's and so when people tell me they don't know what it is, I'm like, oh, fresh blood. Yay. Sit down. I've got a story for you. So yes, it is exciting.
We actually did a little segment. I don't know if you've seen it or not,
I
called
did.
Homeopathy
I
on the
did.
Streets. Because we figured,
Yes.
it's true. A lot of people have heard the word, but they don't actually know what it is. They think it's herbology. They don't really know. Some of them even are favorable about homeopathy. They like the idea, but they still don't know what it is, And so
Right.
one of the things that we did when we were down in Philadelphia, which is, of course, historically is a very important area for homeopathy. A lot of the history of homeopathy in the United States happened in the Philadelphia area. Well, we were down there. We went onto the streets of Philadelphia and also in front of one of the hospitals there. And we asked people, what do you think homeopathy is? And the answers were hysterical. It's a really funny way to segue into us explaining actually what homeopathy is. Because really, the truth is, most people don't know what it is.
Right. Exactly. So what do you how can we help you, get the word out? Obviously, we have this podcast that's going to be coming out. We have our wonderful members group where there's many, many people there. They tell all their friends and relatives. But what else can, how can we help in any other ways to get the word out?
Okay. Well, first of all, let me just tell you kind of where we're at with the whole overall project. And that, if you don't mind, I'd love to show you a couple of clips.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That'd be great.
So we're now, we've got 2 months to complete the film. We've got about 160 hours worth of footage, some very powerful, some very compelling footage, including patient stories that are really quite profound. A little boy with autism and seizures, who after homeopathic treatment no longer has seizures, is coming out of himself and interacting with the world in a way which she had never done before. We have a woman who couldn't get pregnant, who after homeopathic treatment was able to get pregnant, and her various health issues were resolved. We have a man who is bipolar with drug addiction issues, now is an aerospace engineer. I mean, very, very powerfully moving, very compelling stories of people's lives completely transformed through homeopathy. And so we're now just trying to put all of these various pieces together, coalesce them. And we're also in discussion with Netflix to have the film be released as a Netflix original, which of course would have a viewership of millions and millions of people. That's our objective, of course, is to bring homeopathy in front of millions and millions of people. And also, we have been speaking with Morgan Freeman's production company about having Morgan Freeman narrate the film for us. So you can imagine, the voice of God narrating a film about homeopathy. So we need to get a rough cut to Morgan Freeman's production team for them to see before we get the final approval. But I'm fairly confident that he will do it for us. But this is kind of where we're at. We're pulling all these pieces together. And we have raised a considerable amount of funds. We've raised right now a little over $300,000. But we do need more funds to, it does cost quite a bit of money to pay somebody like Morgan Freeman to narrate a film for you, and all of the other things that we're involved in. So we do need more funds. And I'm going to go ahead and share my screen now and just show you our website, where people can go and they can see various video clips and also see how they can contribute to this particular project. So this is the website here. The URL is introducinghomeopathy.com. And if you do want to make a financial donation, there's a little tab there that says donate. And then the very first item that you can click on is make a donation. And if you click on that link, it'll take you to that particular page. And you do receive things. This is actually not correct. This is over $300,000 now. But anyway, you do receive various gifts in exchange for your donations. So, for example, if you make a $25 donation, you receive access to a course on using homeopathic tissue salts. If you make a $30 donation, you get access to a previous film that actually Whole Health Now made called Homeopathy Around the World with Carol Boyce. Carol Boyce is also involved in this project. Or another course here for $35 or $50, you get a course with Jeremy Shear on the noble gases. And you can see here all the way up to $1,000, which gets you a 72-hour course with Dr. Farouk Master. There are all various types of wonderful courses and other types of gifts that you get or receive in exchange for your financial support of this particular film.
Oh,
If
that's very
somebody
exciting.
Yeah. And if somebody lives in the United States and they would like to make a larger donation, a tax-deductible donation, that can be done through the National Center of Homeopathy. The National Center of Homeopathy has been kind enough to let us use their 501(c) tax-free status. And so if you want to make a donation of $5,000 or more, that can be done through the National Center for Homeopathy. You can just contact us if you have an interest in doing that. If you want to see video clips, oh, and by the way, when you do make a donation, depending on the amount of the donation, you do get listed as a sponsor. So there are different categories of sponsors. For example, if you make a $500 to $999 donation,
Kalkara sponsor. That's
you're a
so
Pillsbury
cute.
sponsor. If you make $1,000 to $4,999, you're a Ferrum sponsor.
Oh.
$5,000 Argentum sponsor. Orem sponsor is $10,000 to $19,999. And then the Adama sponsors are $20,000 plus. And you can see here all of the people, for example, who have made $500 to $999 donations. These are all people and organizations. These are the people who've made the $1,000 to $5,000 donations. Here are the people who've made the $5,000 to $10,000,
That's
$10,000.
awesome.
And then there are fewer, one anonymous person who made more than a $20,000 donation.
Wow.
National Center has also made a $20,000 donation.
That's awesome.
Anyway, I would recommend you check out the site, look at the different videos. Let me go ahead and show you one of the videos from the site right now, actually. So if you just go to the home page at the very top here, this is our teaser for the film. This is our trailer. So I'll go ahead and just play this for you first. It's a couple of minutes long.
Conventional medicine is always changing. And what was conventional in the 1800s with using highly poisonous substances and bloodletting, today we think, what were they doing? But at the time, that was what was accepted. 10 years from now, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, there are going to be things that people in the future are going to look back and say, what were they thinking?
Conventional medicine or modern medicine, whatever you want to call it, is fantastic in many areas. But unfortunately, there's very little that conventional medicine offers for many conditions in terms of treatment.
Cleo's 7. He has autism and epilepsy.
They told me that I would have a really hard time getting pregnant, and that kind of blew my mind. I was like, how is there nothing medically to help with this issue?
I was taking 25 medicines, diabetic, kidney issues, eye issues. They told me I was dying.
What I think that our society is starving for is a solution that will effectively restore health rather than simply put a Band-Aid on their symptoms. Homeopathy is that system that offers this solution.
Most doctors are not exposed to the therapeutic power of homeopathy, but when you've seen it firsthand, mitigate someone's symptoms within sometimes seconds or minutes.
High blood pressure to migraine headaches.
Fibromyalgia, chronic arthritis.
Psoriasis.
The patients who were treated with homeopathy as well as conventional medicine had better clinical outcomes or the same clinical outcomes, but they used far fewer pharmaceutical drugs.
The doctors were surprised at how quickly I recovered. And then I started to feel better.
Clearly, I'm... was kind of my last resort, and it ended up being the best resort.
One of the most important areas of clinical medicine is what we call effectiveness gap conditions. People are really suffering with long-term health problems, and conventional medicine just doesn't have all the answers.
Whether we're putting in through taxes or whether we're putting in through insurance premiums, we all end up being responsible for each other's health. The delivery of a more sustainable and a more health-promoting system of medicine would free up those healthcare dollars for better use.
It's about time that actually we had a kind of informed debate and really introduced people to the truth about homeopathy.
So that's the trailer.
That is impressive.
Can I show you one more clip?
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is one. This one's not actually not fully edited, so it's a little bit rough. But this is right after we do the placebo part, because we focus on the placebo early on in the film to address that particular objection. Then this part comes right after that placebo part.
Okay.
This is Joker. He's a 6-year-old border collie. Joker was a typical dog. He was running in our yard with our dog Charisma, and he managed to be looking at her and not where he was going, and he ran into a large boulder. At that time, we were not aware of the damage that he had done to his knee. It didn't look like there was anything broken other than a significant puncture to his right knee. At that point, we had 4 vets take a look at him, and he was cleared to go to World Games Xenosports in Tennessee. And while he wanted to run, we didn't feel he was moving in the way that he should have been. So at that time, some x-rays showed us that his right kneecap had had such impact with the boulder that it actually deadened the bone, lost circulation, and a portion of that bone had died. So he lost part of his kneecap. We took him into Jody And at that point, we thought we were going to have to do management care, and he was no longer going to be able to do agility, and we would find other things that he could do.
Joker had a reaction to a medicine long ago, and it made him very, very fearful. And that's when I first started treating him homeopathically. I gave him a remedy, and he became much less fearful. In fact, pretty much not fearful. Bones don't have a lot of vasculature, and usually if a bone loses its vasculature due to trauma, it won't grow back. Animals don't have a placebo effect. The placebo of just being kind to them doesn't fix these diseases. It doesn't get kidney failure to resolve. It doesn't get heart disease to get better. It doesn't get a lame animal to start walking. But when I give the correct homeopathic remedy to them, all of these things can be resolved. I would never guarantee that, but what I can say is that if we give the right remedy, they get better. So it's pretty unusual. It's very unusual that all of a sudden, you know, he gets it rechecked and it's back and it's there again.
Through homeopathic and being able to work with him, Joker regrew his kneecap. To me, that is amazing and nothing short of a miracle. He, since then, has made the world team with my daughter and the junior team twice. And he was competing last year in Finland as well and took fourth. That is unbelievable given what he had to come back from.
That's amazing. These are the kind of stories you're going to present to people that may just be finding out about homeopathy for the first time.
That's like one of 10 stories that we've got. And so, you know, I don't know how anybody could watch the film and not want to say, oh my God, I got to find out more about this at the very least, you know.
Right.
Because, you know, most people either themselves or have health issues or they know people who have health issues. I mean, it's very rare that you don't know anybody who doesn't have some type of health thing going on. So, you know, to see people's health issues be resolved in this manner, you know, with no side effects and, you know, quickly. And yeah, right. I think it's going to have a big impact for sure.
Oh my goodness. I'm excited about it. And I really wished I could come to Reston, Virginia, but I don't think I'm going to be able to. We travel so much. And that's like, because we'll be leaving Florida to go back to Minnesota the 1st of May. And so, yeah,
I hope you'll reconsider, Sue, and think about
Oh, aren't you sweet?
You know, it's going to be a world historic event.
I know.
It'll be good for people to say, you know, I was there when that
happened. I know. I did get to go there with when Paola was there with the Americans for Homeopathy Choice a few years ago. And so it was awesome. It really was. I would love to go back. I would love, especially for something like this, but I'll see.
Also, it's the 50th anniversary of the NCH. It's a great one of the speakers. I think it's going to be very special.
Right. Right. Well, I'll see what I can do here.
Look, I'd love to go out and have a cup of tea with you.
Yeah, there you go. I know. So is there anything else that you would like to share with us about the film? What anyone, like you said, ask everyone just to continue to share this, forward the podcast to your friends.
If you do social media stuff, please, you know, spread the word about the film. We're trying to get as many people to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. That's really important for this project. If you can make a financial donation, that would be great. If you have other skills that you think could lend themselves well to this project, please let us know. If you know people who might have some skills who want to contribute, you know, in some way, just contact us. I don't want this to be my voice. I want this to be the voice of our entire community.
Right.
Profession. And that's why I've engaged many people to be involved and to collaborate on this project.
This is incredible. Yes. Joy said to tell everyone that the week of this week, when we release this podcast, we will also have on Instagram a reel that they can forward for a chance to win a free streaming ticket to watch the movie. So yes, we're really excited about it. Like I said, we want to help promote it in any way we can. And I don't do social media and I don't understand all these reels and all these things that everyone does, but I'm assured that this is a good way to communicate. So
you and I are in the same boat. I know very little about social media.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I'm really lucky I have people to buffer all my questions, because you'd go crazy, I think, you know, just trying to do so many things. And so it's wonderful to have people around us. Like you said, everyone helps each other and absolutely, to get the word out about homeopathy. And we're very, very excited because our podcast is like, Joyce, she's been doing this 1 million download thing now, and she's pretty excited about it. She's like, Sue, do you know you have 1 million downloads? And I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Well, congratulations. Cool. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. It is. I guess it's exciting. Joy tells me it is. So, and she's the, you know, the tech brains behind what we do. And without those people, nothing gets done.
Sure.
But I just am really excited. I got to meet you. I really am. And like I said, I would love to go to Virginia and get to meet you in person, and all the other people who are responsible for putting this film out, because it is, it's just, you know, what Paola does. I'm always trying to help Paola because she's, again, so energetic. You can't keep, you know, being the only person. And she feeds off of all of us that are trying to help her. She's always like, oh, Sue, I just love to talk to you because you get me all excited again. I'm like, and that's what we have to do. And we have to just keep spreading the word and telling people, like I said, it's that voice in the wilderness that just is always telling us these good things.
Thank you for all the great work that you do. And, you know, you make a big contribution to our profession as well. So
You're sweet. Well, thank you. Like I said, I'm just excited. Can't help it.
I cross my fingers that you'll make it to Ruston.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kim.
Bye, Sue.
And thank you, everyone. May God bless you and yours.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Homeopathy for Mommies radio show. Please visit Sue on her website, homeopathyformommies.com, and join us right here at homeopathyformommiesradio.com, Wednesday, noon Eastern. As always, we pray the Lord blesses you with good health, vitality, strength, and wisdom.